Well, okay. But what about the guys, like writer and now happy husband Mike Adamek? His favorite part of the wedding, the honeymoon. A reminder, Mike says, that sometimes the best things in life really are free.
Most people believe a honeymoon is about romance, candlelit dinners, and slow walks on the beach, among other activities. But really, a honeymoon is about one thing: freebies. My wife, Dana, took care of all the travel arrangements. It was my job to remind her to casually mention to receptionists, hotel clerks, maitre d's, luggage handlers, anyone really, that we were planning our honeymoon and we expected a certain level of, what's the word? Service. In my fantasies, I envisioned that people would happily offer us fine wine, the best tables, luxury suites appointed with silk and plasma TVs. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Adamek, so nice of you to come. Your limousine is over here, they would say, ushering us into a new and better life. When Dana called the Ritz-Carlton in New York, I hovered in the background. Surely the Ritz could afford to offer newlyweds more than just pillow mints, I imagined. Don't forget to tell them, I shouted. Sure, I wanted some quality time with my new wife, some time to recoup from months of wedding planning, and time to embrace this new chapter in our lives. But I also wanted a three-bedroom suite, a view of Central Park, and maybe a bottle of champagne. If they insisted on throwing chocolate-dipped strawberries at our feet, I wouldn't complain. Though maybe I'd sulk a little if that's all they offered. So when I heard the hotel clerk say, "Well, congratulations. Looks like we're booked," my heart sank. When Dana hung up, I became Groomzilla. "Well, I just don't know what kind of world we're living in," I told her. "To think, a pair of newlyweds goes on their honeymoon and nothing, not one thing." Dana wrapped her arms around my shoulders. "I think you're being a little overdramatic," she said. "Besides, you have me." She let go when I mumbled, "I guess so," and then told her to call the Four Seasons instead. I shouted, "But they have marble tubs," as Dana huffed away. Sure, it was a fantasy, and I knew it. Still, what's a honeymoon without a little magic? Or a table away from the kitchen? It's not like I wanted a free flight, just an upgrade to first class. Getting hitched is like that, an upgrade to life's first class. You might as well have the free pillows and DVDs as well. Tired of being forced to shamelessly hint about freebies, Dana handed off the travel duties to me. And after striking out with everyone from the airline to the Vatican, God can't afford one free tour, I slunk on the couch next to Dana. "Well," I said, "looks like you only have me." Dana shrugged. "Yeah, I guess so."
Mike Adamek is a writer living in San Francisco, and he's a contributor to the New York Observer's Bridal Blog.